We need to be successful.
因为成功就有钱。
Because they think that being successful means being wealthy.
有钱就有很多你所想要一切物质上的东西。
And with money, you can buy a lot of pleasure.
这是世俗的观念所给我们的一个印象。
That is a secular impression on our minds.
圣经说弯曲的不能够变直。
The Bible says that the twisted cannot be straightened.
如果我们真的很有智慧，
If we are truly wise,
即使说不要信神，你很有很多属世的智慧。
Suppose you're an unbeliever and you are very knowledgeable.
你也知道这种物质化的成功观念是弯曲的。
You know that, even then you know that such secular thinking is twisted.
但是虽然我们世人有智慧，却没有把它变直。
Human beings have wisdom, but they are not able to straighten the twisted.
所以很多人知道物质化的成功是不好的，他也一直去做，因为没有办法变直。
Many people know that materialism is not good, but they cannot do anything about it.
这个就是人的软弱。
And that is our weakness.
这个就是人的无助跟绝望的地
方。That is our helplessness and despair.
所以我们需要主的救恩。
So we need the salvation of the Lord.
是弯曲的能够变直。
So that the twisted can be straightened.
空虚的心灵能够满足。
So that the lacking in our soul can be filled.
那我们要从传道书的第五章来查考从物质丰富的虚空的觉悟当中来追求主耶稣里面的丰富。
From chapter 5, we will study the meaninglessness of material wealth to going from material wealth into spiritual abundance.
我们现在来看传道书第五章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书的第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
我们第二节要从第十节一直查考到第六章的大概第八节左右。
We'll focus on chapter 5 verses 10 to chapter 6 verse 8。
我们现在看人所说的富足，在这一个传道者的眼中，他仔细的去观察到底富足是指的什么一回事。
The author of this book pay attention to material wealth.
我们现在来看第十节。
Please read verse 4.
第十节。他那银子的不因为银子知足，他那丰富的也不因为利益知足，这也是虚空。
Whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. This too is meaningless.
如果我们人生把追求物质金银当作满足自己的方式，
If accumulating wealth is the goal of our lives,
到最后你发现你的人生永远没有办法得到满足，
Then we'll realize that we'll never be satisfied.
你怎么样赚再多你还觉得还不够，
No matter how much wealth you can accumulate, you will still feel not enough.
这个智慧者下的一个结论。
And that is the conclusion of this preacher.
事实上也是这样啊。
And that is reality.
我大概在以前在这里见证过，我再重复一次。
I have shared with you this testimony.
我们教会有一位弟兄啊。
We have a brother in church.
他在台湾是做建筑业的。
He used to be in the construction business in Taiwan.
他真的是很信用。
And he was very trustworthy.
所以他的造价大概都比别人高几个percent。
So he charged a higher fee.
但是工程做不完。
But he still had a lot of clients.
他绝不偷工，也不减料。
Because he would never cheat in his construction projects.
那你也不要监工，他把你做得完全很好，你放心。
People didn't need to come on site to supervise the project. He would take care of everything for the clients.
所以这个客人介绍客人，工程做不完。
So by word of mouth, he had a lot of clients.
他说他工程最大的时候，有时候他自己指挥是一两百个工人。
And sometimes the construction project would take as many as 200 workers.
那个时候差不多安息日来他就把他太太载到教会就门口停着让他下车，他就去工地了。
He would be so busy that on Sabbath he would drop his wife off at church and go to his construction site.
一年他大概来教会一两次嘛。
And he would show up at church only twice a year.
那以后他回来发起热心以后他自己见证。
But later on he became zealous and started attending church and he shared this testimony.
他刚刚开始做事业的时候他的目标是100万，那是台币，不是美金，100万。
When he first started his business, his goal was to make a million.
30-40年前100万是很大的。
And back then, a million was a lot.
但是因为他做得很信用啊，一下子100万就赚到了。
And because of his good character, he was able to earn a lot of business and money.
那个时候他在想说，哎呦，100万这么简单，我停下来太可惜了，再100万就好了。
And after he reached his first million, he thought, I shouldn't stop here because I still have a lot of opportunities, so he wanted another million.
过了不多久，真的另外100万又到了。
And shortly after that, he got his second million.
他真的没有满足啊。And
he was not satisfied.
那么再100万就好了。So
he said, let me get another million.
就这个目标啊，越定越高。He
kept setting his goal higher and higher.
都没有来教会啊。He
never came to church.
他的人生追求是无止境的。
His goal became endless.
一直到1982年。
It was until 1982.
他有一个弟弟在美国。
He had a brother in the U.S.
其实事业做得相当成功,
who was also very successful in business.
只有40出头岁,
and he was only 40-some.
这是人生的巅峰时期,
that was the prime of his life.
忽然间, 身体不舒服去检查, 是肝癌。
And suddenly he fell ill, and he discovered that he had liver cancer.
我记得我到美国啊, 第一站飞机下车, 那个传道者就载我到医院去看他。
I still remember coming right after coming to the U.S. I was taken to the hospital to visit him.
第二天我到纽约参加联会，回来他已经死了。And
the next day I went to New York to attend the spiritual convocation, and when I returned to L.A., he had already passed away.
他的哥哥就从台湾来参加他弟弟的丧礼。The
older brother came to attend the younger brother's funeral.
他马上醒过来。He
was awakened.
我这样下去，什么时候才能够满足呢？
If I keep on going like this in my life, when will I be satisfied?
所以他就打电话给他在台湾的公司的秘书说，这个工程做完就结束了。So
he called up his secretary in Taiwan and said, this will be the last project.
那他的秘书就觉得你到底是不是正常呢？钱源一直滚滚而进，你不做。The
secretary wondered if he had gone crazy because the money kept pouring in.
他真的觉悟了。
He came to this realization.
这么多的钱，如果死亡来到，还不是虚空？
With so much money, when death comes, it makes no difference.
钱一直滚进来，心还是不满足的。
Even though money keeps pouring in, you're never satisfied.
你如果心不满足，你就没有幸福感。
If there's no satisfaction, you don't feel happy.
幸福是从满足来的。
Happiness comes from satisfaction.
你口袋有2块钱，你很感谢很满足，你就是最幸福的人。
If you're happy with $2, you're the happiest man.
你有100万，你觉得不够，你还是觉得不幸福。
But if you're not content with $1 million you have, you're still not happy.
所以这个传道者观察是对的。
So this preacher's observation is correct.
贪爱银子不会说银子进来你就觉得够了。
The love of wealth will not satisfy you.
人的心绝对不会因为物质增加而满足。
The human soul will not be satisfied by material gains.
所以一个富有的人，他所关心的不是怎样用他的钱去行善帮助人。The
wealthy is not concerned with doing good deeds.
一个富有的人，他所关心的是我怎么样得到更多。He
is more concerned about how to get more wealth.
因为他的心得不到满足。He
is not satisfied.
所以这样看起来，钱不能够满足人，这讲起来也是虚空啊。
So because money cannot satisfy our souls, that is vanity.
但是这不是只有这一点而已啊。
And that is not the only point Solomon makes.
我们看第五章的11节。
Let's also read chapter 5 verse 11.
说货物增添，吃的人也增添。物主得到什么呢？只不过是眼看而已啊。这里说，如果你钱增多了，你忽然间就发现了，吃饭的人也增加了。
As your income increases, those who consume your income will also increase.
在我们默默无闻的时候，你发现啊，你好孤单哦，没有人打电话，没有人来找你。
When you're an ordinary person, nobody calls you or visits you.
为什么？
Why?
像在美国，每一次你相遇到都要问到好，你好不好？
When we meet people, we usually say, how are you?
礼貌上都会讲说，我很好。
And as a courtesy, we would say, I'm fine.
那你如果人问你好不好，你跟他讲，哎呀，我真的不太好。
When people ask you, how are you? And if you reply, I'm not feeling very well.
那他就有一个良心，就问你说，那我可以帮忙什么？
Then they would ask, how can I help you then?
那你就告诉他。
Then you would tell them your problem.
下一次他绝对不会再问你好不好。
So next time, they will never ask you again, how are you?
因为一问啊，这个问题就来了，担子又来了。
Because whenever they ask that question, you have to pour out all your problems to them.
所以美国人在问好不好，这是礼貌，不是爱心，我们不要搞错了。
So usually when people ask you how are you, that is out of courtesy rather than true concern.
所以啊，人在穷的时候，你发现没有朋友，很孤单啊。
Poor people don't have friends.
因为跟你做朋友就是要分担你的担子。Because
their friends would have to share their burdens.
除了所爱你的人之外，很少啊。Unless
it's someone who really loves you, it is hard to find friends.
那有一天啊，你开始辉煌腾达起来。But
if one day you become prosperous and rich,
你就发现，哎，以前不见的朋友怎么钻出来了？
Then people you never really thought of as friends would come to see you.
那个几代啊，连迁来迁去，不过七八代的亲戚也跑出来了。
You will have a lot of connections and relatives that you never knew.
那朋友的朋友也来了。
Even the friend of your friends will come.
所以忽然之间呢，电话响不停。And
your phone keeps ringing.
你这个门庭若市，庭院里面好多停车，好多人啊。And
you have to increase the size of your parking lot.
这个就是那个传道所观察的。
That is the observation of the preacher.
所以货物增添啊，忽然间人多了，吃的人也多了。
As goods increase, so do those who consume them.
我们看这个箴言的19章。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言19章。
Proverbs 19.
第6节。
Verse 6.
说好施善的有多人来求他的恩情。 送礼物的人都是他的朋友。第7节。贫穷的人弟兄都恨他，何况他的朋友更远离他。他用言语追随他们，他们却走了。这里讲的人如果富有，朋友好多。The
rich has many friends.
遇到贫穷都走光了。But
the poor man is shunned by all his relatives.
所以人从贫变富或从富变贫，忽然间就觉悟，人生真的是很现实的。
So if you suddenly become rich or become poor, you will realize how materialistic the society is.
到最后你发现了，不是我们人在吸引人，是钱在吸引人。In
the end, you will realize that it is not yourself that attracts people, but it's your money.
有一个姐妹啊，她没有信主以前，她爸爸大概也是在做建筑的。We
have a sister whose father used to be a construction, who had a construction business.
而那个时候她还没有信主。
And at that time, he was not a believer.
他说他家里面好多人，每一次他放学回家，家里总是有人在那里做。
The sister said that whenever she came home from school, there would always be guests.
一个求帮助，一个求那个。
People came for help of different kinds.
他爸爸总很好心，有就帮助他。
And her father was very kind to these people.
那以后他爸爸病倒了。
Later on, her father got sick.
让他觉得太现实了。他爸爸病倒以后，朋友来问候一两次，以后就消失了。
But then the friends will only come a couple of times and will never show up again.
那真的让他感觉到爱心是我们教会一个弟兄。And
what touched her the most was a brother in church.
看他病倒了，不断来跟他传福音。Who
kept coming to the hospital to preach the gospel to him.
看他这样不听哦，继续拜偶像啊，也是讲道理，讲到流眼泪。But
the father kept refusing until one day this brother was so earnest in his preaching that he began to cry.
一个姐妹啊。
When she saw how earnest this brother was in his preaching, she was touched to tears.
那个时候她才忽然间发现说，哎呀，这个他跟我爸爸没有关系啊，传福音给他会流眼泪。She
was thinking this person has no, is not a relative of our family. Then why does he? Why does he preach so earnestly to him?
他如果没有爱心，他怎么会流眼泪？
If he does not have love, then why would there be tears?
那以前那个得到好处的朋友都走光了。All
the friends that used to curry favors from her father,
忽然间他发现了，真的有钱也是虚空啊。Are
nowhere to be found, and she realized that wealth is meaningless.
有钱可以让很多人围着你团团转，但是钱一消失，都跑掉了。
People come to you when you have money, but when you don't, when you lose all your wealth, they are gone.
这个就是第五章的11节所描写的。And
that is what the truth in chapter 5, verse 11.
有时候我们看到这个美国那些打拳击的人。When
we look at the American boxers,
拳击打得很好，一场拳击几百万收入。
We see that just one game would earn them millions.
哇，好多人跟着他。
And people follow them.
因为那个时候他有收入啊。Because
they are wealthy.
等到他年纪大了。
But when they get old,
那个拳打出去打不倒人。
They cannot beat anyone.
啊，别人一打鼻子打歪了。
When people fight them, they they bruise their nose.
人老珠黄，没有收入了。哎，以前的全部都不见了。
When you get old, you lose all the glories of the past.
这个是人生的现实，所以钱呢不是幸福的来源。
So that is the reality of life. Wealth cannot bring you happiness.
我们再看啊，第五章。
Let's read chapter 5.
啊，十二节。
Verse 12.
传道书五章的十二节
Chapter 5 verse 12
说劳碌的人不拘吃多吃少睡得香甜富足人却丰满却不容他睡觉这个地方说啊钱财多不容易睡觉
Much wealth brings you no sleep
哦这真的是这样啊
That is true
我们钱财多啊你不救济人良心不安救济人很可惜
When you have money, you will feel conscience stricken if you don't help the poor. But then, if you try to do that, you feel it's a waste.
啊，存在银行利息太低，投资怕风险。
If you put it in the bank, you feel that the interest is too low. If you invest it in stocks, you would think that it's too risky.
啊，留在家里怕小偷。
If you leave it at home, you would be afraid of burglars.
要带着走又太重。
If you carry it with you, you feel it's too heavy.
哦，所以这个真的是让人没有办法睡觉。
So it permits you no sleep.
但是劳碌的人没有什么钱，天天做工作吃饭。
But the laborer who might be poor just works from day to day.
因为工作很辛苦，回到家倒倒呼呼大睡，睡得很好，第二天精神很好。
Because he is exhausted from his work, so he just goes home and sleep and gets up early in the next morning.
所以有时候我在看那个弟兄姊妹啊，这里痛那里痛，我看看他的生活啊，你就是太舒服了。
Sometimes when I see people complain about headache or other aches, I would say your life is too comfortable.
哎，把那个家里那清扫那个仆人辞掉，自己做。
就是
我晚上就很好睡了。
Lay off the hired hand in your house, and you just do all the housework yourself, and you should be able to sleep.
所以这个劳碌的人呐、啊，不论吃多吃少，睡得很好。
So the laborer have a sweet sleep.
所以从这样看起来哦，有钱不一定幸福啊。你睡不着觉，是幸福在哪里
？So wealth does not bring happiness because it doesn't even allow you to sleep.
哦，这是当时所罗门观察的结果。
That is the conclusion of Solomon.
十三章啊，再看五章的十三节跟十四节。
Let's read verses 13 and 14.
说我看见日光之下有一宗大患难，就是财主积存反害自己。十四节。
14.
因为遭为祸患，这些财子就消灭。那人若生的儿子手里也是一无所有。这个十三节到十四节就发现说。积财多有时候会害了自己。
Sometimes hoarding wealth may be to our harm. Wealth hoarded to the harm of its own owner, it says.
那为什么财主会害了自己
？Why is it that storing up of wealth may harm ourselves？
啊，有一阵子台湾呢有这个移民的风潮。
There was a period of time when there were a lot of immigrants from Taiwan.
那移民里面呢好多都是医生啊。
And among many of the immigrants were doctors.
这个三教九流啊，说要看病，来跟我看病。有一些流氓就去给医生看病。
Some gangsters would come and look for these doctors.
啊，胸部一打开，要听你心跳，不一打开一支手枪在这里。
And when the doctor listens to the heartbeat of the patient, they see that there is a gun on their chest.
啊，你当医生你很聪明哦，我这里有病，你要多少钱？
So the gangster would show them their gun and extort money from these doctors.
如果他没有钱啊，他是一个乞丐，他怎么会弄一支枪给他看？
If these doctors did not have a sense, why would these gangsters come to them?
哦，活着没有安全感，赶快移民啊，澳洲、纽西兰都好。
So these doctors, because of a sense of insecurity, decided to move to other countries.
有好多小孩子，这个富有人家的小孩子不敢放学让他回来。
And there are many rich people who are afraid to let their children be alone at home.
哎呀，因为他半路被赎掳走了，要花钱了。
Or come home from school on their own, or so that they will not be kidnapped.
所以这样啊，人财主多以后啊，有时候树大招风啊，我自己遭受灾害。
When people have a lot of wealth, they bring harm to themselves.
啊，就是没有外在的灾害啊，也有内面的忧虑。
Even if there are no external harms, there would be internal worries.
人太有钱很难培养，不是不可能，很难培养很勤劳的这个下一代。
When people are rich, it is hard for them to raise children who are diligent.
因为从小手伸出来什么都有。
Because their children just know how to ask for money.
啊，那人如果失去勤劳的美德啊，啊，那这个人呢，一生就很难有什么大的作为。
And if the children are not diligent, they will not be successful.
啊，所以有时候人过得很平凡的生活，反而下一代会更长进，更有作为。
So oftentimes we see that poor parents are able to raise very successful children.
所以从这样看起来，有时候才产生了财钱财多害了一个人。
So with that in mind, wealth sometimes is for our, to our harm.
钱本身呢是中性的。
Money itself is neutral.
问题是人本身是软弱的。
But the problem is that we are weak.
所以容易因为这个中性的钱自己腐化。
Oftentimes we are corrupted by money.
所以世界上会腐化的有几个东西啊。
There are a few things in this world that may corrupt character.
权力会让人腐化。
The first is power.
还有情欲会让人腐化。
Or lust.
还有就是太舒服的生活会让人腐化。
And a comfortable life.
那这常常从钱财来的。
And all these may come from money.
所以说这个积财多反而害了自己。
So a person hoards wealth to his own harm.
那十四节说。
Verse 14.
所以这些子财就消灭了。
The wealth lost through some misfortune.
就是表示这个钱财啊不定啊容易消失。
It means that money is fleeting.
孔子说富贵如天上的浮云这句话讲得很对。
Confucius says that your wealth is like the clouds or in the mist.
那个云会飘来也会飘走的。
Clouds come and go.
所以我们有钱我们就要想赚更多。
When you have money, you want more, even more money.
那赚更多你就要投资。
But to do that, you need to invest.
那投资就是冒险。
And to invest involves risk.
所以很可能有钱，但是你一个错误的决定，全部都完了。
Just with one wrong investment or decision, you may lose all your fortune.
那人当你从样样都有变成一无所有的时候，那个感觉就很难受了。
When a millionaire becomes penniless, then it is very difficult for him to live.
所以这样看起来啊，这个有钱真的不是幸福绝对的条件。
Therefore, wealth does not necessarily bring you happiness.
常常会带给人一种挫折的感觉。
In fact, it may bring you frustration.
所以从这个所罗门的观看
，So from his observation,
他发现呢，人虽然一直想要追求地上的富足，但是这个真的是人的软弱，这不是幸福必须要的。
Solomon concluded that because of our human weakness, we keep storing wealth to ourselves, but that is not good.
但是当我们觉悟到这一些钱财的陷阱之后，我们需要超越。
When we realize, when we see the traps of what money can, the traps of money, then we need to transcend that.
就是能够超越这个钱财的吸引，能够进入到主耶稣里面更丰富的生活。
We need to transcend the allurement of wealth and go into spiritual abundance.
这个是我们信主一个很好的一个神的应许。
And that is a good promise from God.
人没有信主，当然会想要赚钱，因为人生没有什么目标嘛。
Without Jesus in our lives, of course we want to make more money because we have no other goals in life.
但是信了主以后，你发现有另外一个富足可以追求。
But after becoming a believer, you have another goal and riches to store up.
那就很容易超越世界上这些发财的引诱。
Then it will be easier for you to transcend the temptations of wealth in this world.
我们现在来看路加福音。
Let's read Luke
十二章
Chapter 12
路加福音的十二章
Luke chapter 12
对不起十八章
Let's read chapter 18 instead
十八章的十八节
Luke 18 verse 18
有一个官问耶稣说良善的夫子我应该做什么事才可以承受永生这里说一个少年人来问耶稣我应该做什么事才可以承受永生
A young ruler asked Jesus What must I do to inherit eternal life
可见他也知道人生不长
He realized that life is temporary
虽然他很年轻
Even though he was young
他渴望永生
He longed for eternal life
那主耶稣就第一个跟他讲说你如果要得永生你要守诫命
Jesus told him If you want to enter life you must keep the commandments
他解的诫命我们仔细看就是十诫
And we know that these commandments are the Ten Commandments
这少年人说这个我从小就遵守了
The young man said I have kept these from young
那现在主耶稣就讲第二点
And Jesus went on
二十二节
Verse 22
路加福音十八章的二十二节
Verse 22 of 18
耶稣听见就说你还缺少一件 你要变卖你一切所有的分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，然后你还要来跟踪我。那你既然要永生，你要永远住在那里，我现在就告诉你一个能够永远富足的方法。
Jesus said, if you want to dwell in heaven eternally, let me tell you a way to be eternally rich.
有很多人移民到美国来。
Many people immigrate to the U.S.
他就从故乡把他的财产就带到美国来。
And they bring along all their possessions from their homeland.
因为你已经永远要住在这里啊。
They plan to stay here for good.
那这个少年人既然向往永生，主耶稣就我告诉你一个将来天国可以富足的方法。
Because this rich young man longed for the heavenly kingdom, so Jesus taught him how to be rich in heaven.
就是你要变卖所有分给穷人。
Jesus said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor.
那你在天上就富足了。
And you will have treasure in heaven.
他这样一讲。
And as soon as Jesus said that,
这个少年人就悠悠愁愁离开耶稣。
The young man left Jesus in great sadness.
他做不到。
He couldn't do it.
这因为圣经里面说，因为他很富足。
The Bible says he left Jesus because of his great wealth.
23节最后一句说，因为他很富足。
Because he was a man of great wealth.
如果这个少年人愿意这样做，
had the young man decided to do what Jesus said,
很可能在他活着的比较简单，生活方式比较简单。
It is very likely that he would have to start living a simple life.
但是他可以得到永生，
but he would have eternal life.
而且他在天国是很富足的，
and he will be rich in heaven.
那是得何等的好啊！
How wonderful that is.
所以今天我们可以在天上，在属灵上是富足的。
Today we can choose to be wealthy in heaven.
如果我们在地上很有钱，感谢神。
If we're wealthy on earth, we should give thanks to God.
但是你在天上也可以很富足。
But we can also be wealthy in heaven.
就是用神所赐给我们的钱财来爱别人，来荣耀神。
We should make use of the material wealth that God has given to us to love others and to glorify God.
那我们就在财宝，在天上有财宝了。
Then we are storing up for ourselves treasures in heaven.
是说起来简单，做起来不简单。
It is easier said than done.
我们一定要有很强的信心，好像相信在天上真的比地上好。
We have to have strong conviction and faith that heaven is really better than this place.
我要到那里永远，有这个信心我们才做得出来。
And we want to go to heaven forever, and only with that faith can we do this.
但是主耶稣已经应许我们。
But Jesus has given us his promise.
一个更富足的方法。
He has told us the way to be rich in heaven.
就是把地上的钱财用来造就人，爱神。
We need to make use of the treasures on earth to benefit others and to glorify God.
请按马可福音第十章。
Let's read Mark chapter
第十章。
For chapter 10.
马可第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
彼得就对他们说，看啊，我们已经撇下所有跟从了你。二十九节
29.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人为我的福音或房屋，撇下房屋或者弟兄姐妹父母儿女的，三十节
30.
没有在今世得百倍，就是房屋弟兄姐妹母亲儿女田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世要得到永生。这里主耶稣在讲这是同一个比喻的哈，这是少年财主的比喻。
In this same story about the young man.
那主耶稣在提到二十五节。
Jesus said in verse 25.
说骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进神的国还容易。
It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
然后又说，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
He said, with man it is impossible, but not with God.
那这个彼得就说了，那我已经撇下所有跟从你，我要得到什么？
Then Peter said, we have left everything to follow you.
我们还记得彼得在有一天在捕鱼。
If you still recall, Peter was catching fish one day.
整晚捕都抓不到鱼。
And for the whole night, he could not catch a single fish.
后来耶稣用他的船讲道理。
Jesus borrowed his boat to preach the gospel.
听完道理。
After he listened to the message,
顺着耶稣的指示，
he followed Jesus' instructions.
一下打了这个鱼啊，一抓两个船快要沉下来。
He just threw down the net and got a full net of fish.
他马上趴下来说：“主啊，我是罪人。”
Then he fell before Jesus and said, "Lord, I'm a sinner."
他对主耶稣的认识加深了，他是救主。
He realized that Jesus was Savior.
然后主耶稣说, 我要叫你得人如得鱼。
Then the Lord told him, I will make you fishers of men.
从今以后你要改变你的生活方式。
And from now on, you will lead a different life.
那这个彼得啊, 把渔船靠了岸以后啊, 就连那个鱼也没有卖哦, 撇下渔船就来跟从耶稣了。
After Peter pulled the boat to shore, he didn't even go and sell the fish. He just left everything and followed Jesus.
所以彼得这里说, 我已经撇下所有跟从你, 那我要得到什么?
So Peter said, I have left everything to follow you. What would I get?
那主耶稣就说了,
Then Jesus said,
说你如果这样做, 没有不在今世得百倍的,
Jesus said, no one who has done this will fail to receive 100 times as much.
来世得永生,
and in the age to come, eternal life.
这个就是在主耶稣里面的富足。
And that is the wealth in Jesus.
你肯为着主耶稣牺牲奉献,
if you're willing to dedicate your wealth to God,
你在今世会得到更丰富的恩典,
in this life, you will receive even greater riches.
所以爱神的人, 为神舍弃的人, 绝对不会吃亏。
Those who give up certain things for God will not suffer loss.
来世得永生。
And in the age to come, they will receive eternal life.
在信仰上富足, 在来世将来天国有赏赐。
They will be rich in their faith, and in the age to come, they will have eternal life.
有一个传道者曾经说,
A preacher once said this.
他说我的房间最多,
I have the most rooms.
我有100多个房间,
I have more than 100 rooms.
那是在台湾啊。
And this was a preacher in Taiwan.
因为每一个教会的传道房都是他的房间。
Because in every church he goes to, the pastor's room was his room.
所以虽然他没有房子,
even though he didn't own a house,
但是他觉得他很富足,
but he felt that he was worthy, wealthy,
到处都是他的房子,
because everywhere he went, he had houses.
那主耶稣说, 凡是遵循我天父旨意, 都是我的, 遵循我的道的, 都是我的父母兄弟姐妹。
And Jesus said, whoever keeps my commands are my brothers and my sisters.
当我们来追求神的道,
you will feel wealthy.
你牺牲家人的爱,
you will feel abundant love in the church. The love of the brothers and sisters.
没有缺乏,
we will not feel lacking.
好像我们到非洲去,
when we go to Africa,
那个非洲很穷,
the people are poor.
啊, 有时候也拿一两个鸡蛋来,
sometimes they would give us a couple of eggs.
啊, 拿一个香蕉来,
or a banana.
啊, 有时候抓一只鸡来,
or a chicken.
其实我们都有带钱去,
we carry some money whenever we go.
我们自己可以买,
and we could have bought them ourselves.
那就是他们一个鸡蛋里面你就感觉到活在他们的爱里面。
But when you receive an egg from them, you feel that you are being loved.
那有的就拿几个橘子来,
and some people offer us oranges.
在非洲啊, 每斤1块钱可以买100多个橘子。
In Africa, with $1, you can buy more than 100 oranges.
那拿四五个橘子来你就感觉到,
but when they offer us just a few oranges, we felt very much loved.
所以你离开了家人,
even though we left our home,
妻子孩子的爱,
we did not have the love of our wives and children with us.
但是你到非洲里面体验弟兄姊妹更多的爱,
but among the brothers and sisters of Africa, we felt great love.
那你如果没有突破,
if you did not break through,
没有超越这个家庭里面这个爱的,
if you're not willing to go beyond the family love,
我家人的爱我不愿意离开，那就没有办法体会到更大的爱。
If you only want to remain within the circle of your family, you cannot experience a greater love.
就是神的爱在教会里面所显现的。
And that love is the love of God manifested in the church.
这个就是基督的丰富。
And that is the abundance in Christ.
这太奇妙了。
That is a marvelous truth.
而且在来世要得永生啊。
And in the age to come, we will have eternal life.
圣经里面讲几个在灵性上富足的人。
The Bible talks about certain spiritually wealthy people.
他们都是为着主耶稣舍弃一切。
These people have left everything for the sake of Christ.
但是在灵里面是富足的。
But in the spirit, they were wealthy.
好像保罗本身。
Paul is an example.
他说我是一无所有。
He said, I have nothing.
他是支帐篷的。
He was the tent maker.
那有够用了，他就去传福音。
And whenever he had sufficient income, he would preach the gospel.
所以他口袋常常是空空的。
He often had empty pockets,
一无所有,
because he had nothing.
但是他说我是样样都有,
but he said, yet I'm rich,
因为神的恩典够他用,
because God's grace was sufficient for him.
所以他有需要神就有奇妙的方法安排让他得到满足。
Whenever he had the need, God would provide a way for him.
所以他很丰富,
Therefore, he is rich in a certain sense.
不是因为他很有钱,
not because he had a lot of money.
他很丰富,
he was rich and abundant.
是因为他有主耶稣的恩典,
because he had the grace of Jesus Christ.
因此我们在栽培我们的小孩子,
when we teach our children,
有时候我们很怕我们的小孩子啊, 不突出,
sometimes we're afraid that our children will be just a normal kids.
我们很希望我们小孩子很突出, 将来生活才不会有问题。
We don't want our kids to be average. We want them to stand out.
但是啊, 如果我们的小孩子身上有神的恩典,
however, if God's grace is with our children,
不突出也没有关系,
it would be okay if they're average.
你会发现他将来的生活里面啊, 会非常幸福,
because they will have a very blissful life in the days to come.
因为他在灵里面是最富足的人,
spiritually speaking, they are the richest kids.
所以我们对这个主耶稣里面的这个富足啊, 我们要有这个信心。
Therefore, we need to have such faith about being abundant in Christ.
只要把神传给我们的下一代,
as long as we pass down our faith in God,
啊, 让他在信仰进步, 在灵性上富足,
so that our children may be wealthy in their faith,
他的生活中就充满神的恩典, 你不要忧虑,
then you do not have to worry because their life will be full of God's grace.
但是如果你传很多的财产给下一代,
but if you give them a lot of monetary inheritance,
或者没有神,
but if they do not have God in their life,
很可能他会变成最贫穷的人,
they may become the poorest people,
因为他没有神的恩典,
because they will not have God's grace with them.
所以我们要进入基督里面的丰富,
so let us enter into the abundance in Christ.
那我们就要超越物质丰富的那一种引诱,
so we have
你才可以进入基督里面的丰富,
so we have to transcend the temptation of material wealth. Only then can we go into spiritual wealth.
我们再看希伯来书,
let us turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书的11章,
Hebrews chapter 11,
24节到26节。
By faith, Moses made an extraordinary decision.
他就是选择离开王宫,
he chose to leave the palace.
王宫就是地上富足的生活,
the palace referred to an abundant or wealthy life on earth.
但是他选择抛弃王宫,
he chose to leave this palace.
那个时候他只有40岁,
he was only 40 at that time.
他前面的人生还很长啊,
he still had a long way ahead of him.
这是一个信心的决定,
he made this decision by faith.
但是摩西有没有做错决定?
Did Moses make the wrong decision?
没有啊,
no.
他为什么这样决定?
Why did he make this decision?
因为他想望一个更大的富足,
because he looked forward to the greater reward.
那是看不见的富足,
the reward that could not be seen.
属灵的, 属天的,
the reward that is in heaven.
所以为了看不见的富足, 他舍弃地上的富足,
for that invisible reward, he was willing to lay aside the tangible wealth.
他有没有得到?
Did he receive his reward?
我们看主耶稣在变貌山上,
when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration,
除了主耶稣之外, 另外就是另外两个人, 啊, 摩西伊利亚, 容貌焕光,
Moses and Elijah appeared in glory,
衣服洁白,
in pure garments.
所以摩西在神的国里面发光像太阳, 在灵里面是富足的,
so Moses shone like the sun in the kingdom of God, so spiritually speaking he's wealthy.
因为他在王宫的时候, 他能够超越王宫的富足,
this was because when he was in the palace, he transcended the material wealth.
所以他在灵界里面能够进到基督里面的富足,
so in the spirit he entered into the wealth in Christ.
如果摩西躲在王宫里面, 哦, 这个太好, 我不愿意牺牲, 我不愿意超越,
had Moses stayed in the palace and wanted to enjoy the pleasures,
那变貌山上那个容貌放光可能就不是摩西了,
then it would have been a different person who appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以今天我们的生活充满着机会,
today we have many opportunities.
神给你机会让你能够超越地上富足的引诱,
God has given you the opportunity to transcend the material wealth and go into spiritual wealth.
用你的时间精神精力啊, 来服侍他,
you have the energy, your, and health and time to work for God,
来为他受苦,
and to suffer for God.
使我们能够在灵界里面进入更丰富的生活,
this is so that you may enter into a spiritually abundant life.
所以人要彻底的觉悟, 今生的富足是虚空的,
so So we must completely come to ourselves and realize that this life is vain.
我们才会去追求那更大的永远的富足。
Only then will we seek the greater riches.
就是主耶稣里面的富足。
And that is the abundance in Christ.
如果今生的富足没有觉悟，这个是虚空的。
If we do not realize that this life is vain,
你看破50%，你灵里面只能够追求50%。
If you only forsake 50% of this such wealth, you can only gain 50% in the spirit.
你能够看破100%，你就可以100%来追求灵的富足。
But if you can make 100% a breakthrough, then you will receive 100-fold in the spirit.
所以我们很感谢神。
So we give thanks to God.
即使不信主的人，大家都知道富足是虚空的。
That even unbelievers know that this life and the material wealth is vain.
但是我们信了主耶稣以后，有一个更富足的目标可以追求。
But beyond that, as believers, we know that we have a goal, a higher goal.
就是基督里面的丰富。
And that is the abundance in Christ.
天国里面的富足。
The riches in heaven.
属灵里面的满足。
The fulfillment and satisfaction in the spirit.